brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football World Cup Special Podcast, special episode number 3, I think.
Special, yes. Special number 3.
Special number 3.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to your World Cup. The yeah. World Cup done your way.
Is that what we're delivering? Yeah.
That's what these adverts
you
say.
You want it your way. You got it with us, guys.
You can do whatever. You know, whenever there's anything like that, like the diet that lets you eat, what you want when you want. You're like, I'm already on that diet.
Yeah.
And my heart's going to burst.
It's not working. Clearly, no. Yeah. You should be not eating what you want when you want. You should be cutting it down.
The diet that makes you fundamentally change your ways.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have everything your own way. That's one thing you learn in life, isn't it? You know. You can't be selfish.
You just have to enjoy the moments when you can.
Yeah.
When you get a bit of luck.
Yeah.
When your team wins.
Yeah. Savour it. Oh, take it in. Breathe it in.
Smell the flowers.
And enjoy. Yeah, enjoy this podcast. This is like a smelling of the flowers. It's like the audio equivalent of petrichor on a sunny day. The rain hitting the dust in the pavement. And just breathe it in.
What is petrichor?
That's the smell of the rain hitting the dry pavements. People make candles out of it.
I've never heard that word
you
before.
You know about petrichor.
I've never heard that word.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I know the feeling, I know the smell.
It's one of the great smells. It's my favourite smell.
Petrichor.
Petrichor, yeah.
Sounds like the name of an evil conglomerate in a Marvel film.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, an evil company.
Now, since petrichor took over the third quadrant.
Yeah, but it's a great smell.
The new head of petrichor.
Yeah, he's going to bring him down.
They introduced the clearances. Those poor folk have been living off scraps for 3 decades, the robots live like gods.
Yeah, this sounds like an audiobook or something.
It's a sort of dystopian 80s vibe, RoboCop type stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, enough of that. It's time to return to the reason we're all here. You're here because you probably didn't listen to the show on Saturday and you like the podcast because you like the show your way. Well, have it your way. Here it is.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
We are a couple of weeks into the tournament now. It's starting to take shape. We don't yet know who everyone's going to play because of this third place rule. And at the moment, Scotland, although it looks unlikely, are still not absolutely eliminated. Here to preview the weekend's World Cup action and to take us through those permutations.
Yes.
It's Matt Dyson.
Yes, the third place qualifying table makes grim reading for Scotland fans this afternoon. The Proclaimer's letter from America looks like it's going to be posted too soon. Boston no more, Miami no more, party no more. I won't miss Steve Clarke's post-match interviews. Yeah, we know you don't like doing them straight after the game, mate, but it's quite a big part of the job these days. So put your big boy kilt on and start communicating and acting like a leader, a figurehead for a nation. He makes Marcelo Bielsa look like a media professional. Scotland will be officially eliminated from the tournament tonight if Ghana fail to beat Croatia by at least 3 goals, which seems unlikely. It's sad to see, almost as sad as that grim, goalless Ghanaian gore fest the other night. Thankfully, the witch doctor, Nana Kwaku Bonsum, whose name translates as Devil of Wednesday, has lifted the curse that he put on Harry Kane, which could make him the god of Saturday night for the Three Lions. The power of voodoo was clear for all to see when the England talisman skied that late effort with his left foot after Nico O'Reilly hit the bar. Was he really cursed, or has he been spending too much time using his AI Gemini app to plan the order of meat cooking at his barbecues? Just guesstimate the cooking times, mate. A bit of chicken that's black on the outside, pink on the inside, never did anyone any harm. Barbecue neeks like Harry killing the game with their meat thermometers. No, that's not a euphemism, 40. Anyway, the hoodoo has been lifted. The bad juju could now turn good against Panama at 10 tonight. But what do we know about the Panamanians, the Panamaniacs, the canal-loving, suave, man from Del Monte-style hat-wearing ballers from Central America? Well, they've lost both their games at the tournament so far, so anything less than a 3-0 thumping will be seen as a disappointment for Tommy Tuchel's boys. Will he persist with Anthony Gordon and Madueke on the wings when we needed some creativity ability to unlock the impressive Ghana defence, it was hard not to question his squad selection. Could Cole Palmer, Morgan Gibbs-White or Trent Alexander-Arnold have helped us find a way through? Who knows? Not for me to say, but I hope I will be sticking my head in a big bowl of gravy later to celebrate like that viral Mexican fan did with candy floss fresh from the machine when his team qualified the other night. Or just loads of ham around my head. I might do that like a meat helmet.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's not.
So, the point? Permutations. So, all these three things need to happen.
Yeah.
Ghana need to beat Croatia by three or more goals.
Mm-hmm.
Uzbekistan need to beat or draw with Congo.
Yeah.
And Austria need to beat Algeria by two or more goals.
Yeah.
If all those three things happen, Scotland do go through to the knockout rounds.
But there's no way Ghana are going to beat Croatia 3-0.
How do you know?
Surely. I mean, from what we've seen of them.
Yeah, they were hard to play against.
Yeah, they're great defensively, but not so great attacking-wise, aren't
they? They've got Semenya.
Yes, yeah, that's true. He is very good.
Croatia are basically all old.
Yeah.
This isn't beyond the realms.
Look, don't get me wrong. I want to believe. It would be great if they went through.
Got to believe.
But it looks unlikely.
Well, we believe.
Yeah.
Do you believe? This is like Miracle on 34th Street.
Do you believe?
I do believe.
Text us if you believe. 8-12-15. Do you believe?
So England in action later against Panama, who we beat 6-0, 7-1 in 2018.
Oh yes, yeah, that bodes well, doesn't it?
I became obsessed a few years ago with Bargain Loving Brits and the Sun.
Oh, yes, Channel 5 show about expats. You love it, don't you?
There is an episode on there that I would say for fans of Bargain Loving Brits and the Sun is up there with the either Del Boy falling through the bar,
really?
Or the chandelier episode of Only Fools.
It's big talk.
It's this pub on the strip.
Yeah.
Decides to show the England Panama game.
Right,
to get people in, they say there's a free shot every time England score.
Oh, wow.
It's like 7-1. But not only that, people on the strip realise that the pub offering the free shots has got a delay. So they're in one pub. They've got a minute to then get down to that one, get a free shot, and go back to the pub.
Amazing.
It's like a caper. It's so funny.
Where can I still
watch
this?
Trays and trays of these shots coming out. And then by the time they've poured all the shots, because the pub's filling up, it's like 100 shots. Kane scores again. They're like, 100 more shots.
And the pub went out of business.
Pub went out of business.
This feels like a pre-match staple ahead of the game tonight. We need to watch this about 8 o'clock, just as you're gearing up for the coverage.
We'll try and find it on YouTube. It is absolutely brilliant. Oh, if you're a fellow connoisseur, welcome to the show.
I really want to watch it. Is it on ITVX? Can you catch up at any time?
I think it might be a Channel 5
show. Is it Channel 5? Is it on the Channel 5 website?
Certainly Channel 5.
Good.
We'll find it for you. Right, we've got two rundowns this week. The funniest clips of the week in the World Cup. Mika Richards has been attacking Alan Shearer for his clothes because he had to wear a cagoule. Shearer hit back, which, I mean, to be fair to Alan Shearer, this is not a bad comeback.
It looked better with a poncho, wouldn't it? What's he got on there? Deary,
did that come from Mr. Hugo Dross himself, did it?
Hugo Dross.
Yeah, Micah's outfit wasn't great either, was it, to be fair?
No. Steve Clarke, hopes hanging by a thread, was not positive after their defeat to Brazil.
Some of the players have been in here and you can see how disappointed they are. It is going to be a wait now, but in terms of who we've spoken to, they feel that it might be a bridge too far. Are you of the same opinion?
Yeah, for me, for sure, I think we're going home.
That's one of his better post-match interviews.
It is.
His mood has improved.
You believe, but even he doesn't believe. No. Their own manager doesn't believe.
Do you know what? You could say to Steve Clarke, Steve, you've just beaten England 7-0 in the World Cup final.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Feels okay.
Yeah, with literally one or two words.
Thought
it's
we
outrageous.
Could have defended better second half, but don't want them getting carried away. We've got a Nations League game in October. I want them fit for that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's weaponised incompetence, Steve. Isn't it? He does it badly, so they won't ask him back.
From what extent? Oh, yeah, like when husbands do the dishes.
Yeah.
Weaponised incompetence.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to talk about that a bit more. Toxic masculinity live in the studio with Matt Dyson. At the other end of the scale, this adorable 93-year-old Scotland fan.
If we went right to the final, won it, I don't think I would bother going home. I would just stay here and drink my dark rum and cokes until I expire.
Oh, I love that.
Just sit here and drink my dark rum and cokes until I expire.
Bit of vocal frying at the start there. I liked it. It's nice.
She's so cool.
I love it.
And finally, Gary Neville with a very controversial opinion on the overlap this week.
Is there any green food that's good?
Pesto?
No, but I hate pesto.
Vegetables?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no green food that you can ever celebrate. Lettuce, cucumber, cress. Cress is the most useless food. And Mum used to put cress on sandwiches. They used to say, Mum, why are you putting grass on my sandwich? It is tasteless. It is a waste of time. But she used to say it's for decoration. Is there a more useless food than cress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, cress doesn't count as food.
It's just garnish, isn't it?
There's loads of good green foods.
Yeah,
spinach.
There are. Yeah, grapes.
Kale.
Yeah, avocado. Lovely. Lovely stuff.
Oh, yeah. Leeks.
Kiwis. There's loads of
loads
lovely
of cucumbers
green
are good.
Apples. Really nice.
What's the matter with him? Brussels sprouts.
Watercress is particularly
watercress.
Nice.
With
lovely
a steak.
And peppery. But even the small cress is nice and peppery.
I think he's bang wrong, man.
He's so wrong. His food rants are out of order.
I agree with a lot of what he says,
yeah,
and I like him as a person.
But I'd never want to eat with him.
No way.
No. It'd be the blandest food. Him and Phil Neville, all they used to eat when they played for England was tuna sandwiches, wasn't it?
Limp tuna sandwiches, please,
beige,
mother.
Horribly beige.
Well, text us on 8 12 15. What is the best green food? I mean, I think we've named them all.
I
anyway.
Think we might have done
we
it.
Might,
yeah.
Maybe we've done the text the wrong way around. We've given all the answers. There's nowhere left.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a green food we haven't named.
We must have missed
it. I can think of a couple, actually, that I won't name. What is the best green food? Let's prove Gary Neville wrong. You know, if I was the Prime Minister, I would suggest... Because I want Scotland to stay, and it's looking unlikely. The Optus supercomputer says they have a 0.07% chance of making it through now. And just to remind you, they need Ghana to beat Croatia by 3 goals, Uzbekistan to beat or draw with Congo, and Austria to beat Algeria by 2+ goals. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest is some sort of scheme where... Because actually the team have let Scotland down.
But the fans
have been amazing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So let the fans stay... And we'll agree some sort of deal where they basically cheer for whoever England are playing. And we just sort of act it, we just accept that as some sort of diplomacy deal, that the England team stay and the Scotland fans also get to stay. And that's
cheer,
the deal.
Cheer against us.
They can cheer for whoever they want.
Oh, right.
Probably against us. And we're all cool with it. Because they're just so good.
For the vibes. It's good
for the
to
vibes.
Keep them there. Yeah, yeah, that's true. They should stay there. On
Best fans at the World
like
Cup.
Like on a UN mission to raise the spirits of the tournament.
Soft power.
That's good. This could have saved Keir's job.
Could it?
He's too late now.
Are you sure?
Too late, mate.
I don't know. I think it would have taken more than that. Before you, Andy, before you decide, stand the I want to deploy the Tartan Army. They're the most functioning platoon that the armed forces have. Al Khan, see the Tartan Army, the only functional platoon. I don't know. I know he's Scottish. I don't know what he sounds like. But Harris is Croatian. He's texted in. He says, I believe the Scots can progress to the next round. I don't believe in this Croatia team. Just look at the last Euros. We were denied to progress to knockout by Italy in 98 minutes. So, I mean, he thinks the Ghana-Croatia thing might happen.
Yeah.
Phil and Jill in Southport. Just down the road. Says, asparagus wrapped in prosciutto. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, yeah.
And baked in the oven. Best green food ever.
That is pretty good green food.
Yeah, I mean, you've wrapped it in pink. You've wrapped it in pink.
Adding pink is cheating a little bit, isn't it? Because that makes everything better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's adding pink cheating, I guess.
Yeah. I suppose there are some green things that are quite horrible, though. Gary Neville did it, like matcha. The obsession with matcha flavouring.
Disgusting.
Why would you add that to a latte?
Why would you add it to anything?
Yeah, just have it as a green tea if you must. Get it down your neck. It's not a nice flavour.
No. What other green things don't you like? It might not even be green foods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like the green light.
Yeah, positive. Yeah, that's really
Please,
good. Yeah,
proceed.
Yeah.
Red light, you're like, stop.
Yeah, so green
boring.
Can be good. Yeah.
Green, there's a green, Nigel from Rotherham says, hi, Matt and Matt. The best green food has got to be mushy peas.
Oh, yes.
You can have them with fish and chips, pies on their own, with mint sauce, which is also green.
Double the mint, adding green into green.
You've got double the green, double the mint. So lots of green food starting to come through. people really disagreeing with...
There's more coming up.
...with Gary Neville. But text on 8 12 15. Or maybe you don't like green food. You know, we don't want to just reflect one side of the debate here.
Yeah, OK, fair enough.
We are getting lots of messages about green food. Neville has touched a nerve here.
Yeah, he really has. The nation is talking, and they're talking about green food. Dave in Coventry says, outstanding content today, boys. You're the perfect example. The perfect example to my kids as to why it's important that they prep and do their homework and don't make things up on the spot. P.S. grapes for me.
Stuff it, Dave.
With the obvious safety precautions for toddlers. Yes, very good point. Do cut up the grapes. And dogs. Dogs can't eat
cut
grapes,
up the dogs?
No. Cut up
what
the grapes.
What are you up to?
Cut up the grapes. Don't give them to dogs.
Why can't dogs have grapes?
Oh, man, it makes this poisonous.
They have
chocolate. You have to go to a vet and pay a grand to have their stomach pumped. Oof. Yeah, it's just not worth it.
Not good for you,
don't
the
even
dog.
Bring them into the dog's house. Don't bring them into the kennel. Stay away.
Someone here says, coriander.
Oh, yeah.
You should base a whole show around this divisive herb. Loathsome stuff and can't get why people love it. It's great in curries. This is
it's
the thing.
It's so nice. Come
it says,
on,
it's parsley
lovely.
That went to clown school. Oh, please. Parsley doesn't taste of anything.
Parsley.
Parsley's rubbish.
I've got more into parsley in recent years, actually, to be fair. Not just the
boring.
Garnish. It's like, it's nice. It's nice in Mediterranean food. If you put it in like Mediterranean food, like a sort of chopped up salad or something. It adds an element that's not as powerful as coriander.
Coriander. Come on, coriander's
great.
Coriander soup
is great. But you can't really taste the coriander in that, can you? But a curry without coriander is just not worth bothering with.
No, it's like a World Cup without the tartan army.
Exactly.
Not the same. Marco from Germany says pistachio ice cream.
Ooh, yes.
Whoa, listen to you.
Kulfi, give me some kulfi. I'm there all day. Yeah, love pistachios.
See, I'm allergic to nuts, so I've never known the joy.
You'll never know the delight.
Describe it to me.
Well, it's like a peanut that's gone to clown school, I suppose you can say.
Posh peanuts.
It's like a posh peanut with a lot more depth of flavour than a peanut.
Really clever, a bit like a privately educated peanut.
Yeah. It's like a posh peanut. Yeah. That's a pretty good explanation.
Okay. It's the World Cup and we're loving it.
What a great day this is. England are playing to that. We're banging out the great tunes all day long and the heat wave coming to an end. What a day.
What does that song take you back to? Does it take you back to anything? Taco Malice blaring out on a hot day.
I don't know. Last summer. Oh, right. Okay, last summer.
The pitch at Wembley.
Oh, yes. Oh,
waiting for Oasis.
Oasis
to come. That was one of the last songs they played before they came on.
As the warm-up.
I loved that playlist. Oh, man.
What a lovely afternoon
that was. Bit of the Doves, Elvis, Stone Roses. Come on.
Yes. Hey, you have a nice warm-up bit of music on your tour, don't you? Speaking of tours.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you've got
thank you.
You put together your own playlist for that, don't you?
I don't know.
You curated it.
Do you know, I included some of those Oasis songs.
Yeah, oh, nice.
That they played, including that. Because I'm like, oh, it's like me going on, it's like Oasis going on.
Yeah.
To a couple of hundred people
I'm just
in
like
an
Liam. Just like Liam, but in a corn exchange.
Starmer vibes in the air,
love it.
Burning vibes in the air,
Yeah, but you've got a new tour. What a poster for your. We must talk about your poster.
Must we?
You look positively rugged.
Well, I think it's obviously positively rugged.
What an amazing image.
Well, it's been touched up.
Well, yeah, I mean, but still, the basics are there. The basics. You've got to start with the basics. It's based on you, and you go, why, just like Ryan Gosling, aren't you?
Well, it's a Mickey take of the film poster for Project Hail Mary.
Yes, it is.
And the show is called Project Holy Moly.
Yes.
Holy moly, what's going on, man?
Yeah, holy guacamole. What is happening? Yeah. Well, it's coming soon to Edinburgh, isn't it? Have you finished writing it yet?
And I haven't started writing it, really.
I've got
a lot of work to do.
Well, you better get a wriggle on, mate.
Well, I know, but stuff's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be
the world's changing, man.
Yeah.
About halfway there, I think. So that starts in Edinburgh.
Yes.
3rd or 5th of Edinburgh for the whole month and then on tour next year.
Go to Matt's socials if you want to see the picture of him looking rugged and hot like Gosling. Yeah, do have a look.
At Matt Ford on Twitter, at Matt Ford Comedy on Insta.
Yeah.
And you can see that picture. I mean, obviously, it's a joke. I realise I'm not hot or anywhere near as hot as
Ryan Gosling. You're not actually going to Mars or wherever it was to save the world.
Oh, no, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, that's
right,
the show.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the twist.
I am going to Mars.
Oh, good luck.
I go to Mars with Andy Burnham and Jim White, Stuart Pearce, and all the other... Angela Rayner.
What a motley crew.
It's Donald Trump. And Noel Gallagher, and we all go to Mars.
Nice. Well, enjoy.
That was... Thank you very much. I must send you some stamps on my Instagram. I had to come up with something.
Yes, it's good. No, I like it. It's great.
So I like doing the film poster this time with the Wicked thing on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. You had a sequin, pink sequin jacket on last year, didn't you?
I did.
But I like this. This is good.
Thank you so much. And tickets are available at mattford.com.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Time for our second instalment of the funniest clips from the week at the World Cup. Harry Kane and Jordan Pickford were cooking this week and deciding who would be the best chef. But listen to Harry Kane. Just, I think it's fair to say, take the mick out of the way Jordan Pickford sounds.
I'll put me there. You don't mind cooking.
Cooking.
Not a bad impression, that.
He's good. He's looking for your work. He's going to take some of your gigs.
Do you have a little, you have another little bang on that?
I'll put me there. You don't mind cooking.
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 Pickford should have done one back, shouldn't he? The game, imagine that. Big fallout, big beef in the camp. Oh, we're doing impressions, are we, Harry? Okay, how about this?
Marcelo Bielsa, formerly of Leeds, of course, is now Uruguay manager and has a post-match interview style that makes Steve Clark look like a diplomat. Check this out. Dale de una vez! Whoa, one more go on that. Dale de una
vez! He's just shouting, hurry up! Hurry up! He's crazy, isn't he? He's such a grumpy man. He's grumpier than Steve Clark, which is amazing. You know, I didn't think I'd see that. But have you seen the one where he did it? You know, when they do the Avatar things on the telly?
Oh, yes.
His one of them is ridiculous. He just stares at the floor, shaking his head.
Like a scolded schoolboy.
Yeah, like, what are we going to do? They just don't want to work with TV people, do they?
I love it. Roy Keane on classic form.
There's a bit of an overreaction to his halftime team talk.
Well, that is the greatest team talk of all time.
What's he supposed to do? That is his job, isn't it? And Declan mentioned that we did a lovely meeting. Yeah. That's the manager's job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but they're just providing context. If they don't do their job, you've got to criticise them.
Yes, yeah, he's still very angry, isn't he?
And the Tartan Army have been really the highlight of this World Cup with so many great chants. Even this one at England's expense is absolutely brilliant.
He put the England oot. Oh, touche, Scotland.
The obsession with Maradona amongst a generation of Scotland fans is so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a few England-Scotland games over the years. The amount of Hand of God 86
really?
Shirts is so funny.
Move on.
No, but I like that. I like that level of banter.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
For me, that doesn't
nasty,
cross the line.
Is it?
No, it's tea, it's banter. Yeah. You're like, what are we supposed to pretend?
Yeah.
That... You know, they're happy when we win or whatever. Like, it's daft.
Yeah, it's daft.
And likewise, I just don't like it when it's cruel. I think some of the England stuff towards them this week's been a bit cruel for my liking.
And they're just trying to have a good time, aren't they?
They're a really good laugh, the Tartan Army. Yeah, so, like, we can tease each other for when we don't do well, but, like, let's not be nasty.
Let's just have a truce, guys. Can't we all get on?
We're basically the same. I mean, this is the problem.
Yeah.
We are basically the same.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a kind of artificial divide.
Yeah.
And that decides who gets to play for which football team.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's just more people down this side of the divide.
We're one United Kingdom. Let's just get along.
All our peoples together. Yeah. Dyson's gone full hippie. He's gone full hippie today.
Yeah, why not? Why can't we all just embrace togetherness?
Do you know what it is? It's,
yeah.
it's the green.
Ah, yes.
And I think you've been smoking it. Okay. Each week, we try and predict one of the scores of one of the biggest games that weekend in the World Cup through the medium of food. Last week, we predicted that the Netherlands would beat Sweden based on the food that myself and Chris Scholby brought in. We were right.
Good.
The Netherlands did beat Sweden. Producer Will trusted his gut, and we got that win. The first week, we guessed that Brazil would win, but they drew. Now, this week... It's me against you. Mm-hmm. I've got South Africa.
Yeah,
you've got...
I've got Canada.
So who's going to win between South Africa and Canada? I'm offering up to our producer, Will, representing South Africa, Madeira cake slices.
Oh.
Now, I'm not sure if they're actually African.
I didn't know
They were in the world food aisle.
Were they? Okay, fair enough.
The local Sainsbury's.
Well, they must be then.
OK, let's give it a go.
So I think...
Is it not from Madeira?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, near Portugal.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of African influence there. Isn't
there? OK, you're right.
A bit of Northern African influence.
Exactly.
OK, right.
Right, here we go.
Let's see.
Oh. So that is really nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, it's off the west coast of Africa. Clearly influenced by African culture.
Okay, so mildly South African.
Okay.
I thought you were going to bring some biltong. I felt certain you were going to bring
biltong. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I was wandering up and down that whole food, that world food aisle. Yeah. What have you brought in?
Well, I was going to bring in poutine. Have you ever had that?
I have, it's the best.
But I couldn't find it on Uber Eats. I was searching earlier. It's chips, gravy with cheese. It's so nice. Really nice, but I couldn't find any, right?
Yeah.
Instead, I've got... I also looked for some Canada Dry ginger ale, which I couldn't find.
Okay. God, you're so good at this.
But I got some Canadian maple syrup,
which is always...
This costs £7.25 for this one bottle of maple syrup. And some
it's more expensive than oil.
Yeah, I know.
I've
lathered it on. I'm going all out. There's at least a pound's worth on there.
Look at that.
There you go.
I'll be the go-between. Look at that. Here we go. Wow, Dyson, you've gone for this.
Pure Canadian maple syrup.
Oh, wow.
The Buckwood Classic. It's organic
With the pancakes as well. Wow.
So it's like good Canadian stuff.
Let's give this a go.
So it's a very cakey... trust your gut today.
Yeah.
We've been savoury in the past.
We've had
Brazilian steak in here.
Yes, we have.
Oh, that syrup is... It's that good is syrup. Canadian syrup.
You can taste to the expense, can't you? That is good stuff, maple. Maple syrup.
Oh, that is really nice, actually.
So what are we saying, Will? What's your gut telling you? Mm.
My gut is telling me... Canada progress to the round of 16.
Yes.
Against South Africa.
On the strength of the maple syrup.
He's on form. He's saying Canada.
Yes.
Are we going to stick money on it or not?
I think we should. Yeah. Why
should
not?
We?
Yeah. Responsibly. Responsibly.
Yeah. How much is that?
A small amount. A responsible amount.
A quid.
Yeah.
Stick a quid on it. We're really back in our gut. England, Panama tonight at 10 p.m. Dyson, what is your strategy for watching it?
I'm going to be at home on the sofa with my 7-year-old son. And Ted.
In your pants?
Yes, because it's probably still quite hot. So, yes, I'll be in the pants in front of a fan. We'll both be in our pants watching that. Yeah, because I showed you that picture of me playing Mario Kart not long ago, didn't I?
It's
not for the socials. That was me and Ted both playing Mario Kart in our pants.
But your pants had sort of ridden up into you and you looked like you didn't have any on.
No, it was the way I was sitting. I was covering the pants. Yeah. So it looked like I was naked on the sofa.
Over.
Yeah, yeah. No one needs to see that picture. But yeah, that's what I'll be like. What about you? Are you pubbing it? Or
no, I'll be at home.
Fan zone in it. At home, yeah.
I'll be at home watching it. Maybe with the... I don't know.
It's quite late for beers, isn't it? I don't think I want to go too heavy. That
no, I don't.
On.
I no. don't. And also, I feel... I don't know. How are you feeling about England?
Not amazingly great after the Ghana game. But, I mean, you know, I still think it's... If we get some momentum going, it's still... Anything's possible, you know.
How far do you think we'd go?
I think Mexico at the Azteca, which is looking likely... Might be quite hard.
But that would be
they look
round
really
of 16.
Good. That's round of 16, yeah.
And then it would be Brazil in the semi.
Ooh.
Would it? Or would it be
Norway?
Argentina?
Is it Brazil or Norway in the semi?
The problem is, everyone looks really good
all
now.
Quarters, yeah.
It doesn't matter what team.
They all look
even
really
if it's
good.
A Cape Verde, I'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's looking good. But we looked really good in the first game, so it looked like we turned up. So if we can just get another big convincing win
against
tonight,
a load of old men.
Yeah, then we might
with the greatest
be right.
of respect.
Yeah. Reece James is out injured as well, isn't it? Unexpected. That. I
mean, he's injured all the time, the poor fella.
It was a mad move to pick him, really, based on his injury record. It's his hamstrings again.
I'm going to pick Reece James.
Yeah.
Darren Anderton.
Yeah. Madness,
what's his
really?
Name from Some Others Do Have Them?
Oh, Betty.
Yeah, what was it?
Frank Spencer.
Wasn't he always getting injured?
He was, yeah. Roller skating on the back of buses and stuff. Yeah. Very injury prone.
Let's just pick the clumsiest men.
Yeah.
We have never tried a clumsy World Cup before. I think they've always picked men who are not clumsy. We have not won it since 1966. I will not sing the anthem, but I will pick the clumsiest men in England. If you keep tripping over, if you are always spraining your wrist, opening a jar of pickles, and getting in touch with me, I want to hear from you. And if you slip over on banana skin, you will wear the shirt. Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. World Cup weekend at 2 till 5 every Saturday throughout the World Cup. Oh my word. I just don't know how to feel about England. And like, after tonight's performance, I probably still won't know. We're already through.
Yeah, it's true. And it's a sort of gimme tonight, isn't it, I suppose? So we, but it's good for boosting morale.
Good for boosting morale.
We need
morale, yes.
Yeah.
And less of the clumsiness.
Yeah.
Stop falling over. I said to him, you're always injuring yourself. Yeah, exactly. Silly way to approach it.
Less clumsiness. But you're a big fan of Tuchel, aren't you?
Yeah. I am, yeah. I think he's class.
And he is.
I like Southgate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like Tuchel.
Southgate's record was very good. Tuchel's a winner. He's a serial winner, isn't he?
Serial winner.
So, you know, hopefully he's going to win some cereal for us, if nothing else.
We love cereal on this show.
We do, yeah.
Big news this week, obviously, Keir Starmer standing down as Prime Minister.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Andy Burnham, currently the only person...
Unopposed, by the looks of it. And you've been working on your impression.
The King of the North will have a coronation in a few weeks' time, by the looks of
things. King of the North. He could be the only one to save Labour, do you think?
I'll tell you what I do think is, he's got a very nice voice.
Mm.
He does love his football.
I love his old Everton kits he wears, Hafina sponsored one.
He's out running with his man boobs chipping around. Man boobs of the people.
Not the most flattering, but I like
the
sentiment
fella.
Behind the, well, just a pair of eyelashes and a black T-shirt, isn't he? That's what they're saying.
Quite a gentle voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, it is.
It's not fully there yet,
it's
an impression.
It's not massively Scouse, is he? It's like gentle.
No, it's kind of outskirts, but it's more Scouse than it's man. Obviously, because he's mayor of Manchester, who thinks of Mank, but he's not like that, is he? All right,
Andy no, Burnham, he's not. He's somewhere in between.
Yeah, and he's a toffee lad, you know, so it's. He'll do this thing where ask himself lots of questions, won't he? You know, and say, I think we need to improve things for people, don't we? And we need to make sure the country's got a bit of hope, hasn't it? And once you start asking yourself questions, it's quite hard to stop, isn't it? You know, just carry on, don't you? You keep asking rhetorical questions. And then he'll do a thing where he. Some politicians do this where they can't get from like a light-hearted point to a serious point.
Yeah.
With a middle bit. It's just like a pure pivot.
Yes.
You know, nothing I love more on a Saturday than, you know, listening to, you know, Fordy and Dyson on Absolute Radio and, you know, sometimes with a couple of cans with the lads and, you know, maybe later, you know, go for a curry or something and you know, watch Match of the Day. But, you know, in all seriousness, if Iran carry on, I will use nuclear force. So...
Yeah, man,
you need to.
He's quite a switch.
You need to work on the middle bit. There needs to be a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, today's not a day for talking about that. I do want to talk about nuclear war or whatever
like
it is.
Frank Lampard post match, isn't it? Really deadly serious in a split second.
That's it. It's the split second switch. So we've got that to look forward to. But it's good to have another Prime Minister who's a football fan. That helps.
Yes, yeah. And he's good on the socials, isn't he? Because, like, you know, stuff he does on there, Keir would never do. Keir never did like selfie videos on his social media, did he?
Different sort of personality.
Yeah, very
different generation.
Yeah, well, that's it. Maybe this is the future. You know,
this is embracing it. It is, yeah. But both love their football.
Ah, yes, that's true.
Prime ministers who like football, I just think.
Yeah.
I'm always just a bit more.
That's all you need to hear.
Yes, that's what I care about.
They've got my vote.
They like football. Let's not divulge that. But I just think it's good that when they like football, I think, you're sort of grounded in some sort of reality.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. I'm not suspicious of people that don't like football. Mm. Well, I don't like people that pretend to like football. When they don't, you know, that's the thing. If you don't like football, stick to your guns.
A sort of hastily bought England replica kit.
Yeah, yeah.
For some PR shot.
Yeah, and they'll try and talk about it during a major tournament in the pub and they won't know what they're talking about.
Come on, England. You know what? Sometimes those MPs that are clearly like more rugby, they reek of rugby.
Yeah.
Let's get behind the lads.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm saying, guys, let's back England all the way, yeah? Tommy Tuchel and the guys, I think they can do it. We just got to believe in England. You know, scrummage that ball over the line. You know, I really think the Lions and the Roses can do it. Oh, come on, just admit, just say, like, I haven't got a clue what I'm on about.
Yeah.
But you lot seem to like it, and I want you to vote for me. So, so tonight, if England win, how are you going to celebrate? Obviously, it's going to be late, but could we take our lead from a particular Mexican fan who's gone viral on social media by sticking his head into a candy floss machine and letting the candy floss gather on his face as it would on a stick?
It's an amazing thing.
It looks great.
It's a dangerous thing. We certainly won't recommend you doing it because that is hot sugar being spun.
Yeah,
very
don't do
hot. So I'd love to see his face underneath this candy floss mask
don't
that he was wearing.
Any part of your body.
He looked quite disturbing, almost like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, his face, like some sort of cotton candy monster.
Yeah, it looks like sort of mummified.
But I like it as a celebration, the act of covering your head in food.
Yeah,
it's like a nice way to celebrate.
So what food would you cover your head in tonight if England won? What would be an appropriate... What, ideally for you, what would you do?
I was talking earlier about maybe using ham, but I'm thinking maybe just get like a long strip of doner meat. So like you get the doner meat and and you wrap it around like a mummy, and it's all like crispy, spicy lamb or whatever meat is in there. And that a mask made of Donna would
that's
be pretty
good.
That's
so good, and it's multicultural, it speaks to our diverse exactly. heritage as a country.
And then you start the night of celebrations like that, and you just basically eat your way out of the mask.
That's so good.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Can you beat that? When your team wins, what food would you wrap around your face? Peter says, I would wrap a string of sausages around my head.
Oh,
that's quite clever.
Cooked or raw sausages?
Like I'm guessing cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, a sausage crown as such.
Okay, yeah, great.
Long live
great
the king.
Idea. Really
that's good.
Good idea, really good. Good.
Dethrone.
A lot of meat-based ones coming in, aren't there?
Yeah, meat very popular in this topic. Yeah.
Ian Willis in Poole, Dorset says, hi, lads. If England win tonight, I'll be wrapping my face with slices of roast beef.
That's good.
Come on, England.
That's British. Very patriotic.
Nice.
I think, so this is my solution, I would basically, you remember when you'd bob fat apples?
Oh, yeah.
You might have to wear goggles for this, but I would bob in a in a sort of tub of maybe madras.
Okay, yeah.
And I would want the piece of chicken. Oh, no! Sweet and sour sauce for chicken balls.
Right.
And I would bob for chicken balls.
Yeah, and so you'd have sweet and sour sauce all over
your
face.
On my face. And then really when I got a chicken ball in my teeth, I'd bring my head up out of it and then I would just wipe the sauce off my face.
Oh, yeah.
With the chicken ball.
It's a great dining idea, actually.
Yeah, the balls on my face and just wipe it all up and then I'd eat it.
Great.
Dead easy.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, each week we are competing with John Richardson and his show to guess the amount of cards in each World Cup week. It's time for card games. They predicted 90 cards this week to bring the total to 166. Mm-hmm. Let's just hear John finding out what the latest results are.
So last week, we predicted that there would be 90 cards. They cynically... Mm. And these are the football guys. You know, we're the comedy guys. They said, let's go 91. And then if it's...
Oh, I see what they did. Whatever.
It's so awful.
I mean, that's...
cynical.
You know.
There were 93 cards in the week. Now, I think for us to guess 19, it's 93.
Yeah,
but they're just taking the point.
No, that's...
That's a low block. That is the radio equivalent of a low block, 11 behind the ball. But the scumbags will be here at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Winning's all that matters, I mean, at this game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We don't care how we do it.
I don't care if it burns my friendship with that rat for the rest of my life. So we predicted 91 cards. We hedged on the back of his, really, and we were
great
right.
Great move.
So there were 93 cards this week, 169 red and yellow cards in total. The series is 2-0 to us. John has predicted an additional 99 this week.
Really? Okay.
But there are 22 games between now and then. I don't think there are going to be that many.
No, I don't think there are going to be 99. What, it's about average of about 4 a game, isn't it? Do you reckon so... 4 times 20, 88.
I think that's the basis on which he's gone 90.
Right, okay, yeah. 99, though, he's gone, so...
Yeah, 99.
So should we just go 98? Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, do we hedge the other way.
Yeah,
oh, my God! You're a rotter, and I love it.
That,
God, you're so dirty.
Yeah.
You know when two baddies meet? You're like, how do they figure out that they're both rotten?
Yeah.
That was the moment
that's
for me.
That's it, yeah. That
was the
like
moment.
The way forward, because it's getting under his skin as well.
I love it.
We can tell he's annoyed by it, so this is just going to really anger him further.
This is so
and we'll
good.
We'll go 3-0 up.
Oh, I love it. I would never have even thought to do that. I was going to guess 80.
No.
I was going to go the other way.
Just one under his.
One under. His. Oh.
Yeah. Nice.
Dyson. God, I feel like we should hatch more wicked plans.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty fiendish right
what,
now.
Should we hack something? Or,
man, why not?
What other dastardly schemes
let's
can
down
we
the
cook
up? Frame or whatever.
Yeah, let's go in through a firewall and get access via the back door.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'll just start tapping away on my
keyboard. Just to be clear, we're not going to...
No.
We're not. But maybe if you've got... I mean, what would be like a nice low-level thing that could frustrate other people?
Mm.
Maybe just the old prank calls?
Oh, yeah.
We could talk to Jack. Oh, go on.
Bring back prank calls.
Yeah. Bring back prank calls.
There's one coming up next.
Okay, if your phone rings in the next half hour, brace yourself. People are going to be wrapping their faces in all sorts of food tonight, Dyson.
They really are. It's nice to see after the Mexican fan had candy floss all
cotton
around his
candy.
Face.
Well, it's
sorry,
in America.
I do
it's
correct
America.
My kids when they call it cotton candy because it's candy floss. So you must stick with that. But people are wrapping.
They say, Dad, don't be such a deadbeat.
Yeah.
I go hang with the kids on the block.
Give a guy a break.
You're hushing my buzz, old man.
Exactly. But we've
I got to pop a cap.
In my ass. No. Steve Conway from Lichfield. This is a great idea. Matt, if England win, I would wrap my head in slices of Yorkshire pudding, then pour gravy on the top of my head so it dripped down into my mouth. Oh, lovely
that,
work from
the
Steve.
Man's a genius.
That is really
You need
good.
To do that.
Yeah, and the whole idea of just eating your way, taking the mask off by eating it is a great plan, isn't it?
You love that, don't
yeah,
you?
I do. I really like the idea of it.
You're really getting into it.
You can imagine eating the mic. You can imagine doing it. It's a new way to eat. I've maintained that. Also, Alan Peterborough would wear a Melton Mowbray pork pie as a crown on his head. Possibly the one with cranberries on top.
That's such a good idea.
The Christmas cranberry one. That's a great idea.
Genius.
Wow.
But you know what? When we bring food into it, the British public are very creative.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
There's something about food that makes us really like reach.
We're pushing back the culinary boundaries, aren't we?
Yeah. We're maybe in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
There you go. Did you enjoy getting everything your way?
Yeah. Was it all everything you wanted, was it? No adverts, no songs. That's what you want, is it, you sicko?
Yeah, we're just here broadcasting on your demand like chimps.
Yeah, we'll give you everything you want. Yeah, for your every whim will be fulfilled.
Make me sick. But we're very grateful that you listen. And thank you for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review. Mm-hmm. And by the time you've listened to this, well, England are through. Hopefully, somehow, Scotland have... Yeah. Found a way for results to go their way.
Fingers crossed.
And we're sorry if you're not an English person or England football fan. We realise this is not easy listening to two England fans.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, we try and be balanced, don't we? We try and support Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's genuine.
Yeah. So it's fair enough.
It's fair enough, and it's football, and it what's supposed to do not support our team.
Exactly, exactly. It's fine. If you've got to this stage, you're obviously not that annoyed by it, so...
Fair point.
Fair enough.
Who are we even talking to?
I don't know. It's possibly no one.
See you next week.
Sod off, gone.
Get it.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.